BlogTalkLive.com.
One, two, three, four.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Your health is your greatest wealth. We talk about it a lot, but what are you doing about it? This show is about doing something. It's about taking action, about taking responsibility for your health and your life. Why? Because no one else is going to do it for you. You can sit back, you can do nothing, and your body will continue to be where it is. But you can make some radical changes if you get motivated enough to be able to do that, to get the radical results that you're looking for. And on this show, we want to encourage you, empower you, and equip you to be able to do all of that. And you can. You just have to have the want to. And that's something that, unfortunately, can't get that at a health food store, can't write a prescription for that. You actually have to have that from deep down within. The desire to want to live a better life, the desire to be better, the desire to have a better attitude about life and to desire better things for yourself as far as your health goes. Because the reality is our health is a gift. It was given to us for free for most. And obviously there's genetic limitations and genetic factors that some people deal with from birth. And we understand that. But our health really is a gift. Regardless, our life is a gift. And what we do it with it is really a gift of giving back. And that's what I want to challenge you with, is to think about what can you do to actually show that you're giving back with your health. What kind of changes are you making? Are you exercising more, taking care of yourself, getting moving every day? Are you making better choices with your food? Are you spending more time in your relationships and with family members and letting people know that you love them more, rather than being so busy in the rat race? What kind of changes are you making? That's what this show is about. We're going to talk a lot about that on this show today. Let's go now to Andy. Andy, welcome to the show.
All right, my dad, can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Okay, my dad died at age 73 of heart disease. It was one of those really bad, ugly deaths, you know, diffuse arteriosclerosis.
Mm-hmm.
Really ugly. I'm 62 drawing Social Security. Now I want to outlive Social Security. So I need some help. And Obama and health care. I mean, that's great, but I want to outlive all that stuff. And when
I outlive it,
I'm going to call
you
back with some financial advice. But here's the problem. Here's the question. Hang on, brother. Now listen to this.
There's three reasons that you get sick, okay, that your body breaks down. Or there's three reasons. Let's talk about heart disease. There's three reasons you would get heart disease. Number one, you've got a genetic factor, which you do. Your dad had it, okay?
Right.
So those are the cards that you're dealt. There's a portion of that that's passed down in the genes. So, again, let's call it a third, because typically they're rounded off, and let's say a third of it is genetic, all right? So you can't control that. But the other two factors, from a lot of research, they believe that you can. Number one, nutritional deficiencies in the body. And they build up over time, and it's due to certain dietary habits and lifestyle habits that a person chooses over a long period of time. It doesn't happen in a week's time. It even doesn't happen in a year's time if someone builds up a lot of excess plaquing in the arterial walls and whatnot. And then toxicity. All right. Now, when I say toxins, I don't just mean bad air. And what I mean is it can be everything around you. It can be chemicals and toxins in our foods. It can be toxins in your literally in the drinking water. It could be stress toxins, meaning it could be bad relationships. It could be stress at work. I mean, just all these things that accumulate over time directly affect our health. All right. Now, you're wanting to know, can you reverse heart disease? Well, it depends on what you mean by reverse it. If you have plaquing in the arterial walls, then there is the ability to reduce plaquing. Yes, that has been shown. All right. Now, if you have damage to your heart, you have a heart valve that's been damaged, you have hypertrophy in one of the ventricles, if you have a murmur of some kind, sometimes those can resolve, sometimes not. Like in congestive heart failure, once you typically create damage to the heart muscle itself and the structure of the heart. Typically, that's non-reversible. Okay, so the heart tissue, the cardiac tissue, is not, typically from research, is not that regenerative. Now, the whole adage that takes a licking keeps on ticking, the heart's very resilient. That's why people can have multiple heart attacks. They can have multiple bypasses, have stents running all through their heart, basically. That's a generalization. And things still work because it's one of those vital organs that really does. Takes a licking, keeps on ticking. It's amazing. But, I mean, at the end of the day, can you reverse it with garlic and vitamin K, tocopherol, which is vitamin E, pomegranate juice? To make that direct correlation, there's no evidence-based study on that. So it's great that a book said that and that there's components in it. And again, there's research for each one of these that they can be heart healthy. Yes, they can be heart healthy. The nutrients can be heart healthy. But can they reverse heart disease? That's a pretty strong claim. So let me break this down for you. Okay, garlic extract. Garlic's good for a lot of things within the body. It's good for circulation. That's why it's beneficial. All right, and that's why they probably put it in this little group of nutrients that can be beneficial to the heart. Vitamin K can be good too, but that's a pretty tough player because vitamin K creates thicker blood and it creates clotting within the body, where vitamin E thins the blood out. And so they really are antagonists to one another. I will tell you this. I've never seen a lot of information so much that vitamin K is just extremely vital to the heart. Actually, the B vitamins are more vital to the heart than vitamin K. Now, vitamin E, let's talk about that for a second. In all the standard medical text that, like, for example, that we had that I've had in medical school and, you know, the other doctors have as well, in vitamin E, in the standard text, there's the mentioning of how vitamin E can impact the arteries. And here's why. There's a little pit with the plaquing of the arterial walls. There's a pit that goes in the arteries that forms. All right. Just think of it like a divot on a golf course. So there's a divot that forms within the arteries, and it's called a Clathrin pit. This is in Guyton's Physiology. All right. Standard text in all health professions. In most schools. So it's kind of the Bible of physiology, if you will. But in Guyton's Physiology, it talks about the Clathrin pit. Clathrin pit is actually like a divot that forms. And what happens is the plaquing, like you're talking about the atherosclerosis, all right, the plaquing goes along, it floats around through the blood, and it'll catch in this little pit. So it's like it'll catch it. And then almost like a snowball effect, it can accumulate more plaque in that one area. And that's what can start building this. Well, they found that vitamin E actually is a great preventer of what can start forming in the Clathrin pit. It creates a very slick surface along the arterial walls. So, again, that is more preventative, and that's why vitamin E can be so beneficial to your health. And there's a lot of factors, though. See, for example, if you're taking Coumadin and someone has, if you're on blood thinners, you can't take vitamin K. And you also don't want to take vitamin E. So it really depends on, with heart disease, what your doctor has you doing. You know, natural things for the heart are not good to jump into unless you've got good supervision. And I mean that. It's very, very serious. It's something you don't want to play around with. So eggs are one of the top cholesterol-lowering foods. Again, atherosclerosis, we're talking about cholesterol issues. So if you want some good preventative thoughts, you can do some research on eggs and the choline and lecithin that's in the egg yolk. Organic, of course, can be very beneficial to eat every single day. There's known good research on that. And then also vitamin D, because a lot of excess calcium can cause some of the plaquing as well if we're not using it. Low vitamin D levels, which has almost become a plague right now, if you will. It's kind of extreme. But there's a lot of low vitamin D levels with people, and that can be beneficial as well. You got to be careful with calcium, though, because there's a lot of new research out how calcium can negatively affect the heart. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Going to the break, talking with Gary about depression and anxiety. You know, just working on things with his wife, which I think Gary would throw anybody, anyone, any guy. I don't care if you're dealing, you know, working through certain security issues and, you know, being codependent and all. And just so you know, a lot of people struggle with that. But the depression and anxiety can go along with that, and it's natural. It's subconscious a lot of times. But it also can be nutritional, and that can play a big role. Are you overweight by chance, Gary?
No, I'm not.
Okay. So is your diet fairly good, or are you the kind of person that can eat pretty much whatever you want and stay thin?
I can eat pretty much what I want.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. If you can radically change some of the things you're eating, and that's tough a lot of times because when you're going through depression, you know, food tends to be kind of a soothing part of what we do. It can kind of, you know what I'm saying, you know, it almost acts like a drug in some ways. So, you know, eating certain foods can make you feel better and that sort of thing. But you have two main neurotransmitters that you're working with right now, the brain chemicals. And there are certain things you can do to help with anxiety and depression. One is by avoiding gluten. And gluten is a protein found in most grains. So things like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those kind of foods, they actually play a big role in keeping serotonin levels, which is kind of a feel-good chemical, from being at its peak level. And that's what the medication with Celexa that you're taking, that's what that's doing. It's attempting to balance out your serotonin levels. So but you're saying it's not working very well. So let me tell you some foods that can help if you look into that can affect brain chemistry, all right? Here's a couple of them. Mushrooms, fish, chicken, spinach, red meat, and turkey. So are you vegetarian or anything like that, or you eat pretty much whatever?
I try to eat healthy.
Okay. I mean, are making these kind of changes something you could do?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. Well, let me throw some things at you then. Supplements that can be helpful. Niacinamide, which is a vitamin B3, and P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's a version of vitamin B6. Now, those you can get at a health food store, but you know, you're going to talk with your doctor, and here's the deal. Supplements, it's a different ballgame than foods. And with supplements, you can't really start taking a bunch of things if you're taking those meds at the same time. So you said you got an appointment, you know, tomorrow or the next day, so just maybe discuss that with them when you go, all right? And here's the deal with GABA. GABA is the one for anxiety. Talk to me about anxiety. Do you get panic attacks or feel like you can't breathe? What happens with that?
No, I just, it doesn't last very long. It only lasts about like an hour maybe at the most sometimes. But then it goes away.
Most of the time, have you taken any medicine like Xanax or anything like that?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, to raise your GABA levels and get those manageable and where they need to be, here's the key. Because GABA is more about not eating certain foods, but it's about staying away from certain foods. And so just to get into that, here are the foods that you should avoid if you want to keep your GABA levels at an equal playing field, all right, which can help when you're struggling with the potential of having, you know, the anxiety like we're talking about. Here they are. Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So a lot of those foods, here's the amazing thing, a lot of those foods sound healthy, don't they? I mean, like salmon you would think would be a great health food. Spinach, oh yeah, all day long. But see, understanding what the foods can do that can affect your brain chemistry, that's a big deal. So something to think about. So I'll say them again. Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal, barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So all of those. And again, if you want kind of the healthy foods that you can eat, the ones you should avoid, my book is available. It's empoweringyourhealth.com. That's where you can find it. And it's called Empowering Your Health. And it's very easy to follow. It's kind of how to do things from A to Z. And I think it could be a real good resource for you. And matter of fact, it's just one of those challenges when you're dealing with depression and anxiety, Gary, it's as you're walking through this, you want to be proactive. And I know you are. I mean, that's why you're reaching out to me right now. It's one of those things you want to just make sure you're changing your lifestyle. And exercise plays a big role, too. You know, when you don't feel like getting out of bed, you just feel kind of bummed out and you don't feel like doing anything. It can make a big difference just to go and get on the treadmill for 30 minutes or go to the gym and, you know, do your best to work out for 20 minutes or go walk around the block. Just getting that in motion. There's a lot of studies out there that have shown us that it increases the endorphins in the body and increases the functionality of the brain, can make you feel better. So those are some very beneficial things from more of a lifestyle perspective that can help in dealing with anxiety and depression. But, you know, get to the root, man. I mean, really, as you're talking to the counselor and all that, get to the root of why you feel the tendency to put another person where they can make you or break you. And that's probably what she's struggling with. You know, women, they want to be adored and they want to be loved, no doubt about it. But they want the guy a lot of times to be the rock and to be a place where they can lean on. And that's what you have to be. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just, as you're walking through that process, I mean, we've all got stuff we got to walk through, you know? And it's one of those times where you've already been through several marriages, and this could be the one to stick. You know, this could be the one. If maybe she's having her doubts. That's okay. But you just get to a place where you can be the guy you are designed to be, that you're called to be. And as you go through that process, you know, good nutrition, good lifestyle habits, they can help. They really can. And your doctor can recommend certain medications that can help, even though Celexa might not right now. You know, there are other medications. There's tons of them, actually. And many times people have to play around with different ones to figure out what works. But, you know, you may find by radically changing your lifestyle that you may not even need the meds. And by working through counseling and kind of getting Gary back, you might not need it either. So just a good battle plan, a good game plan for you. But I just want you to know we're here for you. You can call anytime. You can email anytime. And we'll do everything we can to walk you through the process. And if anything, just be a friend to you. Thanks for the call.
Have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Check out the show 24-7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. A lot of people not sleeping well, I hear that all the time, calls in here all the time. It could be due to blood pressure. And they're saying now if you sleep poorly, your chances of developing high blood pressure may increase, as the new research says. In the study, men with the lowest level of deeper stages of sleep, known as the slow wave sleep, had about 80% higher chance of developing high blood pressure than men with the highest level of restorative sleep. And the link, regardless of the factors such as obesity or how long the men slept, that the reductions in the deepest stage of sleep is specifically associated with an increased risk of developing the high blood pressure. Dr. Susan Redline, who's a professor of sleep medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and also Harvard Medical School, there was a study published on the August 29th edition of the Journal of Hypertension, and it reinforced other research that has a link to sleep problems and raised risk of obesity and cardiovascular issues as well. But they found, after doing this, the researchers dividing all the men up in different groups, and they found that they took into account the race, the age, body mass, and other factors along with this. But in the study, they found overall that the sleep deprivation led to a higher risk of blood pressure. And the deeper stage of sleep that a person goes into in these men, the less chance they have of high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease. So it's interesting when it comes down to that. Sleep is really important. If you notice that in medicine, typically in healthcare, no matter what somebody has, no matter if it's diabetes, heart disease, depression, anxiety, whatever it is, if a person's not sleeping well, the physician typically will always go after getting them to sleep first. because so much restoration can happen when someone gets proper sleep at night. If they can get into the deep stages of sleep, the body can regenerate, it can restore, it can repair for the next day. And everything from hormones all the way around, it's so important and so critical for us to get good proper sleep. So great study, especially an indication of blood pressure. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Patricia. Patricia, welcome, darling. How can I help?
Well, I have a problem with my face swelling.
Okay. When did it start?
Well, I just can't remember. But if I exert myself around the house here, where when I'm all by myself and everything, if I do some little thing, I mean, to me it seems like a little thing, but my body, it seems like it's exerting itself, and it's, my face starts to sweat. And also, in real hot weather, if I'm out, even between the car and the church, that little bit you walk, hot and my face sweats.
Okay. But only your face. You don't sweat in other areas, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I do. But that's the embarrassing part, because my face, I've looked in the mirror when I've been sweating in the face, and it's coming out of all the pores in the face. Big drops. And then they run down my face. Before, there was something a little wrong with my liver, but this last one, it was fine. And the blood didn't bother him. My buddy said it was fine. I'm all right. But I don't know what tests he takes. Like you suggest, they ought to do a test for vitamin D level. Well,
absolutely.
I doubt he goes to that. But I should pipe up about it, I think.
Yeah, pipe up a little bit. Go ahead and ask him. Jump in there, you know.
Yeah.
And they think that's a good thing to do. Do you have any other?
I've been taking vitamin D because you like it.
Okay, good. That's good. Now, here's another kicker. Now, you sweat a lot. Do you have anything like diabetes or any other health challenge that you've been diagnosed with?
Nope.
Nothing?
Nope.
Don't take any medicine?
Pardon?
You don't take any medicine?
Well, sure I do.
For what?
I take sertraline in the morning.
Ah, okay.
And let's see, I take amitriptyline at night and lorazepam.
Okay. All right. Well, then just with those medicines, that shouldn't be a big issue. I would go to your physician, have them do a couple of blood tests like the vitamin D. That can play a role. And also your sodium and potassium, Patricia, can play a role as well as the excess sweating. So it could be an issue with the adrenal glands. It could be an issue with your sodium potassium being off. You could have a little bit too much on the potassium side. And they can check that through the blood work. So when you go in to get that vitamin D done, maybe have them check the other areas as well. And, you know, exercise will play a big role. Eating the proper diet is going to play a big role. And, of course, you know I'm a fan of the anti-inflammatory diet. So maybe that's something you want to consider looking into. But 45 pounds, that's nothing. You can lose that. Really, you can. And I'm not just saying that. If you'll get active, really watch your diet, play a big role with that, and get focused and start making some of these changes, I think you're going to do great. So keep me posted on how it's going. Get the blood work done, and they'll probably find lying in there some of the issues of what's causing the sweating. And also look into celery juice, right? Celery juice has been known for people that do a lot of excess sweating or just pour out sweat seemingly more than they used to. A lot of times it could be a little bit of sodium levels being off, and it's the best natural form of sodium, not like table salt. It's a little bit different that we have. So check into that. Keep me posted, okay? Thanks for the call, darling. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Tony writes in an email from New Orleans, Louisiana. It says, me and my wife are proud parents of three kids. You go, Tony, and your wife. I think it's a great thing. Kids are the best. Our youngest is six and just started school. He's only sleeping a couple of hours a night. The rest of the time, he's walking in a room and in and out of our room. Is this a bad sign, or do you think it's only temporary? Well, it just depends. Sometimes kids go through anxiety. If they're, you know, he's just started school for the first time, so he's probably going through some separation anxiety from you and the wife. And so he probably feels comfortable by coming in, spending more time with you guys, So, you know, most experts and even psychologists would say in that case to not really fight it, because kids will let you know when they're okay. Sometimes you might want to let them hang out with you. If he feels more comfortable and can go to sleep, you know, every now and then it's not that big of a deal. And the pediatricians will also say that that's okay. It depends on who you talk to. You know, you do need to kind of counsel him as a parent, be a friend to him, and let him know that it's okay. It's a natural phase of life, and, you know, to kind of go back to your room, go to bed, that kind of thing. But you need to really feel it out. And there really is no right answer to that. It's really going by your son and their personality and, you know, son or daughter, whatever, and going by how you know them. But to have them come in periodically in that first phase where they're making that transition of being gone during the day when they're used to being home all the time for the most part, it's a tough time for kids. So you want to make sure that there's the security that they can always come to you no matter what hour of the day. Just let them know that it can't be a habit and that they can't be barging in the room all the time, that everybody has to get their sleep, and you just kind of explain it to them. They'll get it. And as they grow up, you know, you've got three kids, so I think that's pretty amazing. And if you just, you know, it's not about laying down the law. It's about explaining how life really works to them and them understanding it and you being parents with them along the way. 888-283-7272. What is your struggle? You know, everybody is dealing with something with their health. You funny, you talk to people, and they always say, and you say, hi, how's it going, John? Oh, well, it's going good. You know, my diabetes is getting a little bit better. How's it going, Susan? Well, you know, the hot flashes, hey, they've been toned up a little bit. I just feel like I'm flashing all the time. It's funny, isn't it? I mean, you talk to people and really just say, hey, how's it going? Half the time, people don't even mean when they ask how somebody's doing. It's just in the South, for sure, it tends to be just the thing we do. Well, it's funny because people, 9 times out of 10, I guess as the older you get, maybe after age 45 or so, people always want to answer about their health. How are you doing? Well, they'll start telling you how their big toe started hurting yesterday. Well, you know, did you really want to know that? TMI. So the reality is there's some basic principles that you can follow to get your health back, to go from where you are to where you need to be. And following these principles every single day can help you tremendously. So you don't get lost in the clutter. You don't get lost in all the information and misinformation that's out there regarding our health, and you can go to the next level. So it's all common sense, and that's what we want to help you do on this show. That's what we want to empower you to do on this show. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Obesity prevention, they're talking about now, should focus a lot on daycare. And the experts are saying that the fight against childhood obesity should have a new focus. We call it daycare. 82% of American children under age 6 are in daycare outside the home while their parents work. And that means that many meals are no longer eaten around the family table, but at daycare, where parents may have little or no control over what they're eating. Now, let me just stop right there. That is the case for a lot of people. But parents, you have to jump in. Whether you prepare the lunch, you prepare the meals, and you are in control. Do not let a daycare center dictate the kind of food that your kids are going to eat. It's crazy. But they've done a study. The kids in full-time daycare get 2/3 of their daily calories there. So it's really the older adults who are driving the nutritional value of what children consume. They did a study at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, and they said, I think it's Benjamin Nealon and colleagues did the study, and they found that most states have minimal requirements for healthy eating and physical activity in child daycare. So there is some state regulation, but it depends on how much they're really enforcing it. And it may differ from public health expert recommendations. So like what your doctor would say is going to be different than what the standards are for the daycare. So you might want to ask, you know, how much activity is my child going to get? What kind of foods are you planning on? Make sure you ask all the necessary questions so that you don't add to the obesity issue that we already are seeing with our.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your text, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online. Send me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to kick it off now. Go with Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm living well. How can I help?
I was calling to see if you had any suggestions for helping me to beat a dependency problem that I have.
Okay, what's up? How's it? What's? Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I've been dependent on hydrocodone for about 4 years now, and I'm ready to stop.
Did you start taking it for an injury or some pain management?
For an injury, a broken foot.
Okay. And then you started taking it and got hooked on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it happens. It does. What is your age, Jason?
39.
Yeah. Have you talked with a doctor about it yet?
No, I haven't. You are the one.
Okay. Here's the deal. There is a great way to get off that. It's going to be hard. You probably know that. It's going to be tough. It's going to hurt. It's going to be painful. It's going to be uncomfortable. So the only way you're going to be able to get off of it, there is no silver bullet. There is no, kind of candy coating it. I wish I could tell you, man, there is the best way to get off this. It is, it's just smooth as silk and you won't feel a thing. It's not going to be fun. So my question to you is, why are you ready?
Well, to be honest with you, over the years, I've lost a couple of jobs, lost a lot of weight, and, I'm done.
Yeah.
Make a change.
Yep. You're ready to be you again.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think that whenever you go from kind of a, I wouldn't say you're in a bad place, but just in a different place in your life. And whenever you go from that to a new place where you want to get back to who you are and get back to that place where you can be productive and successful and you can make a difference and make an impact, which you can. But to climb that little hill that you've got to climb is going to be tough. So my question that I always ask people, it's literally I ask everyone, it's the subtitle of my book, and I made it that way for a reason, but whenever I work with patients or whatever, I always say, do you want to get well? So that's the question. So you're telling me yes, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the second question I always ask people is, okay, you want to get well, that's great, and I commend you for that. But second question is, are you willing to do what it takes no matter how hard it might be?
I am.
Okay. Then here's the deal. You got to find a doc in your area, and you got to go in there like a family physician. You got to tell them, look, man, I'm hooked on hydrocodone. I want to get off. And most doctors are going to look at you like, sure you do, okay? There are physicians out there that are really, really helpful, and they will take you by the hand, and they'll walk you through it. There is a wean-off process that they'll wean you down, and there's going to be a process where I would probably plan on seeing that doctor about at least maybe even once a week in the beginning for about a month, and then go to 2 weeks, once every 2 weeks, just for the accountability and to know that they're there for you. You don't want to do the deal where they give you, if they give you a, here's what might be typical. If they give you a wean off process and say, see me in 6 weeks, don't do that. Is it's going to be too easy for you to fall off the wagon. Do something where you can hang with them a little bit more than that. And then here's another one of what you want to do. You want to get with like a registered dietitian and have them work on a dietary strategy for you during this process. Because it'll be extremely helpful for you. Do you have? Do you do any other bad habits like smoking or anything? You with me?
Yeah, I smoke.
You do smoke. Okay, one thing at a time. I'm not gonna push you on that one. But the one thing you definitely want to, the addictive behavior, dependency behavior is there, and so by you kicking this and getting victory over this, once you see the victory, once you push through, once you've made it, it's going to be easy for you to get off the smoking as well. You just need to see the victory for yourself. But a physician should help walk you through this because there is medicine involved. And a lot of docs, believe it or not, family physicians are really the ones I would go to because they're kind of the front lines and they see this a lot, and they'll be able to walk you through it, come up with a game plan. But as long as you keep in front of you the fact that you want to get well, that nothing is going to hold you back, that not one thing could cause you to go back and put one of those pills in your body, that you have a made-up mind. You got to have some goals, and I would write them down, and I would put them on little note cards. I'd put it on your mirror. I'd put it in your car or over the where the speedometer is, where you can see it all the time. I'd read it multiple times throughout the day because you have to have a reason. If you don't have a written-out reason that you can see on a regular basis of why you decided to quit and what your goal is going to be, then many times people won't stick to it. You've got to keep your goal before you during an entire at least 30-day period. This is going to take a little bit longer than that. You just got to know it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. But if you're wanting to get well, then you'll make it. But there's not a silver bullet. I wish I could tell you that there was. But I can tell you this. Replacement behavior therapy is very good. Now, what is that? It is where you immerse yourself in some form of hobby or habit. So, for example, if you're trying to kick this, and maybe you get in, I don't know what you're into, but maybe you get into healthy eating or exercise or something that you can really kind of throw yourself into that is something you do every single day that you love doing. Maybe it's fishing, maybe it's golf, maybe it's tennis, and get addicted to that, the hobby, or, you know, some type of new lifestyle choice. And by getting into that, it'll slowly remove the other from your life, the addictive behavior to the drug. So that can be very helpful. But keep me posted. I want to know how it goes. And, of course, here on the show, we're always here for you. All right? Thanks so much for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or...
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.